Meningococcal disease is a rare but acute bacterial infection that can have devastating consequences, including the loss of limbs and even death within 24 hours. A new survey has revealed almost 50% of Australian parents don't know that there are multiple strains of this devastating illness. Meningococcal B is the most common strain, but it's not included in free routine vaccinations for children. Sarah Maunder reports.
Eliza Old-Connell was 16 when she contracted meningococcal B.
Unfortunately, I lost both of my legs below the knee and all of my fingers, but I'm still here to share my story.
She is now the director of Meningococcal Australia and a former Paralympian.
Despite having gone through the disease myself, I've still been able to live a very full and fortunate life. I've represented Australia in athletics. I have three beautiful children and I'm happily married. However, at the end of the day, I'm a mother myself, and I wouldn't want my children having to go through what I've been through with meningococcal disease.
Meningococcal B, the strain contracted by Eliza Old-Connell, is not covered by the free routine vaccinations many children receive. Meningococcal Australia surveyed parents and found that more than three quarters of those surveyed didn't realise that the routine jab provided for at the age of one covers just four strains of the disease: meningococcal A, C, Y and W. Professor Boy is from the University of Sydney.
We also give a free vaccination to teenagers in high school at the age of around 15 or 16. So we cover very young children from age 1 and we cover teenagers from age 15, but we only cover against A, C, Y and W, not B, which is the most common cause.
The Federal Department of Health says the meningococcal B vaccine has been considered for inclusion in the National Immunisation Program on three occasions, but there's been uncertainty around its effectiveness. It's now monitoring a trial of the vaccine being conducted in South Australia and funded by the vaccine's manufacturer and led by the University of Adelaide. The department says the results of that study may provide evidence of its effectiveness. Professor Boy says the meningococcal B vaccine is available, but it can cost up to around $300 for the two doses required.
Well, we have to remember that meningococcal disease is rare. Only a few hundred cases occur each year in Australia, but it's very serious and it can be deadly in up to 10% of cases. The advice we're giving is to talk to your GP. Have a think about whether you want to have the wider protection from a vaccine that's safe and effective but has to be paid for.
Eliza Old-Connell is hopeful that one day all meningococcal vaccines will be accessible for free.
So I guess, you know, really what we're hoping out of this study that has been conducted is that parents are going to be made aware that the National Immunisation Program vaccines do not fully adequately protect against meningococcal disease, and they really should speak to their GP and ask, how can I best protect my child against meningococcal disease?
And that's Meningococcal Australia's Eliza Old-Connell, ending that report by Sarah Maunder.